Hey there, what's going on? Welcome to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle. This is the podcast where I have a friend over. We discuss our dreams, we try to figure out why we're having them, and try to understand the meaning behind them. This is episode 4, titled Fevers, Demons, and Super Nintendo. My guest was Seth, and I really enjoyed our discussion on his, I guess you could consider them three reoccurring dreams. He described them in detail, and I really enjoyed his enthusiasm about his dreams and being interested on what affects his dreaming. We talked about food and how that can affect the dreams that we have, and we also discussed cereal in the beginning, so not the podcast, the food. So if you're a fan of cereal and milk, you'll enjoy the beginning of the podcast, but if not, just stay tuned because the podcast will eventually get your dreams. I just wanted to keep the cereal talk in there because I'm a big fan of cereal. So enjoy this episode. I also want to give a shout out to my husband, Anthony. He created my intro song and he's super talented with making tunes. So head over to SoundCloud and check out his music. His name on there is Jabroni Tony. Enjoy.
So you and Nick would read your dreams?
We would read our dreams.
That's pretty cool.
And the fact this is the only dream book that I have.
Oh, so all right.
It's old and it's funny. Hmm. And I get a kick out of it.
Cool.
Hey, Seth.
Hey.
What's going on?
Just drink a lot of milk.
What kind of cereal did you have?
Cheerios.
Just regular Cheerios?
No. Just regular Cheerios. Crazy. The healthiest thing I've eaten all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they gluten-free?
No.
Well, they made Cheerios gluten-free.
Aren't they technically gluten-free, but like...
No, they weren't, though. Well, they were, but they just... I guess they put it on machines that weren't gluten-free.
Yeah.
They don't recall it. But they were supposed to be gluten-free now.
Before, I like talking about cereal, so before we get into your dream, but like, how do you eat your cereal? Do you do a lot of milk, a little cereal, or a lot of cereal, a little milk?
So, like, I don't really like a lot of soggy things.
Me neither.
Like, I only recently started eating stuffing for Thanksgiving. I never ate it. Huh. So, I do, like, a little bit of milk, and then, like, a little bit of cereal. Or I do a lot of milk and a little bit of cereal so that I can eat it really fast.
Huh. Interesting.
I feel like it takes longer to eat cereal if there's a lot of cereal and a little bit of milk.
It does.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
I think it does because your mouth gets dry.
Yeah. So I'll have like a big bowl and I'll put a little bit in and eat it really fast.
Do you add more? You ever add more?
Oh, yeah. And I drink the milk. I had this idea
that
nobody wanted.
Well, what is it?
All right. So you know the best part of eating cereal?
Drinking the milk.
Drinking the milk afterwards. That's right. So I thought you go into the store and you have your Nesquik and your strawberry milk, and then you have like Trix milk, Count Chocula milk, Captain Crunch milk, Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk, whatever.
Yeah.
And how hard could it be to make? You know what I mean?
Yeah, just a bunch of guys eating cereal.
Yeah.
Get the leftover milk.
And then just strain it, yeah.
So I thought, you know, you get kids to eat milk. And
all you have to do is put sugar in it.
Yeah, pretty much. But cereal milk.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. I'm surprised that they haven't made it.
I know.
I'm surprised they haven't made it either.
I wonder if they try and it just fails.
So sometimes I propose that to people. I'll say, what's the best part of eating cereal? And they'll say, not drinking the milk. So I think those are the types of people who are making cereal milk.
Yeah.
They're pushing
who
cereal milk.
Who doesn't enjoy
down.
It? Then they should just have it dry and not use milk at all.
Yeah. As a kid, I would do dry cereal more often. Just
because
I didn't like soggy things.
Yeah.
If it was like a chocolate cereal, that was a different story.
Yeah.
Oh, I never did that.
I
actually, and again, we're getting more off top, but that's okay. Aunt never thought of mixing cereals.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought of mixing cereal.
Really?
Why would you do that?
Growing up, and even now, I'll mix, like, different kinds of cereals to make, like, an awesome you know, conglomerate cluster.
It's a good idea. I mean, I wish I had thought of, like, mixing, you know, Lucky Charms with, like, some chocolatey cereal. That would be good.
Well, no, I didn't do that.
I know, you had different cereals. Yeah. But, I mean, like, that's what I would have done.
I did. I was a counselor at a summer camp one year, and they had, like, unlimited chocolate milk, and they also had unlimited, like, really great cereals. So every meal for the whole camp, I had a bowl of Lucky Charms with chocolate milk.
Is that good?
And I told the kids, I was like, don't do this, but this is the only time in my life I'm going to be able to do this. I will never be able to afford to eat Lucky Charms and chocolate milk.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to strike while iron's hot.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Did you like the taste of that,
though? Yeah, it was amazing. Who cares if you don't like the taste? I mean,
true. You just have to go
it's
for
free.
It.
Free.
Yeah. Like yeah. It's, yeah. You just gotta do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So your dreams. You said
so,
demons, fevers, and Super Nintendo.
Yeah. So like, what do you want?
Well, is this one dream or
no?
Okay.
So
you start
so like,
with whichever dream you want to start with.
All right. So I it's funny that we're talking about eating weird food.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first thing I wanted to talk about was the fevers. So, like, you know, my dreams are very much affected by, like, the things that I eat or the things that, like, I'm talking about or, like, the things that I'm doing or, like, mm-hmm. thinking or whatever. And I know, like, that's the case with a lot of people. But
yeah.
Some people, it's not the case. Like,
right.
Like, I was listening to you talk about how you just dream about, like,
yeah.
mundane
like
things.
The mundane things. But so, you know, like if I eat pizza before I go to sleep, definitely gonna have some freaky dreams. And one of the ways that, like, you know, my body kind of triggers strange dreams is when I'm sick, is when I have fevers.
Mm.
And I have these dreams that I can only describe as fever dreams. And a lot of the times that's actually how I'll know that I'm actually sick. Like, I'll think, like, oh, man, I think I might be getting sick. I don't feel that great. And then I'll have a dream. And the dreams are always the same. It's almost like a nightmare, but worse because nothing happens. Like, the last time I had one, it was, like, a little over a week ago. Like, I wasn't feeling very good. And I thought, like, maybe I'm getting sick. Anyway, that dream I had in, that night I had a dream that I was trying to call 911 on my iPhone, but every time I tried to dial, it did that thing where, like, all the apps show up
uh-huh.
that, like, you have open.
Ugh.
And so I kept, like, swiping through and, like, closing everything and swiping up. And then once I would get to the point where I could dial, someone would be like, hey, what are you doing? And I'd have to, like, look up from my phone. And then every time I would look back at my phone in the dream, it was the same thing. So, like, I had that all night.
Whoa.
Like, very... You know, sometimes you have, like, short dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I'm sick, I have these, like, kind of torturous, monotonous...
Well, what were you trying to call 911 for?
Somebody was, like, dying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you know, I gotta... And they'd be like, why aren't you calling? Why?
Oh,
I'd be like,
oh,
my phone is
you.
Messing... And then I look down and it started all over again. Yeah, pretty much. Or, like... I'll have a dream that, you know, like, I'm trying to get out the door.
Yeah.
But I can't find this one thing. And it's the same thing where, like, no matter what I do, I always go back to square one and I have to start over again. And it's weird to me how, like I said, I don't even necessarily know that I'm sick or that I'm that sick. But, like, my body knows that I'm sick.
So these stressful dreams are, like, a signal in you saying you're about to get sick. They,
or
like, represent your body.
Yeah, normally, sick. Like, the morning that I wake up, I'm way worse than I was.
Wow.
And, like, it lasts all night. Like, it's not, like, those quick dreams
yeah,
you
yeah.
have. It's terrible.
Wow. And only when you're about to get sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
And, like,
weird.
The sicker I am, like, the worse it is.
It's like your body is, like, I don't know, getting you ready in a weird way.
Yeah.
But, like,
well,
in a bad way.
And dealing with it, too.
And dealing
yeah.
with it.
It's weird.
It is weird. I agree.
Yeah.
Do you normally... So, when you're not sick, do you have pleasant dreams? Well, demons. What's...
So that's another kind of dream that I have. Like, I do have very... detailed, involved long dreams. But I don't have very many recurring dreams. So I didn't really have nightmares growing up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really remember too many nightmares. The only nightmare that I remember having, I was standing in my brother's bedroom. There was nothing in the room, completely white, and he was jumping on the bed, and then out of nowhere, his body just exploded into a million pieces.
Whoa. Like, was it a bloody mess?
No. No. It was as if all of his limbs and different parts were, like, just not connected anymore, and they flew apart. But other than that, I didn't really have any nightmares. And I don't really, like, have nightmares now. So anyway, you know, just, again, like, in my thinking, like, how what I do and, like, what I think, like, really, like, affects my dreams, right? So, I had this nightmare, and I've had it several times since, and it's like the fever dreams. It's always the same thing. Maybe it's like a little different, you know, the situation's a little different, but it's always the same. I'll just tell you about the first one that I had. So me and my wife were youth pastors at this church upstate, and so in the dream, we were at youth group and we're just hanging out, and there's a bunch of kids there. And then I was at one end of the room, and there was kids all throughout the room. And then it was kind of like the room, like, parted almost. Like, all the kids, like, went one way, and all the other, you know, they all went two separate ways. And there was this kid in the room who I just knew without knowing. You know, you just know in dreams. I was like, this kid is possessed by a demon.
Whoa.
And so, you know, because of what I believe to be true about life.
Yeah.
I was like, no big deal. This is okay. You know, I'll just cast out this demon from this child. And everything will be okay. And that's kind of where the nightmare starts. Is that this kid who's possessed, like, looked at me and was like, you can't talk. And then I would start going like, and it was like my mouth couldn't move.
Oh my God.
And so I'm standing there, like, totally bewildered, befuddled, like, oh my gosh, what is happening here? And that's it. That's, like, the whole
dream. And then the dream ends?
But no. I just stand there, like, screaming, not being able to talk or scream. And, like, so what happens is, like, I'm actually screaming in real life. Like, I don't know it because I'm asleep.
So
I've, like, woken myself up
from screaming
out of these dreams.
Whoa.
And it's like what I feel like when I first woke up is, like, I've been, like, struggling to talk, and then I just go like, bah! And then I'm awake.
Wow.
And, like, Jean Marie has been there, like, when I'm having these dreams, and I'm like, like, in my dream.
Oh my God.
So it's like, you know,
do you wake up freaked out? Does it take you a second?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But, like, it's just interesting to me because, like, I don't know that someone who doesn't believe the same things that I do would have that dream. You know what I mean? So it's like,
like, in different circumstances, like, this demon, is it always, like, a young child?
No.
So it's been different.
It's just like, yeah, and I won't even know that, like, the dream is going to be like that.
Go that,
you know,
way.
I'll just
right.
be like hanging out with some people, and then it's like somebody turns out to be possessed.
And is it always the same? They say you can't talk.
Yep.
It's just you. That's the only thing that.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, because you know, in my conscious life, I would think like, yeah, I need to pray, or I need to do this, or I need to do that.
Right.
And so, like, the nightmare version of that is that I can't.
It's taking your word away.
Yep.
Wow.
So, like, so those are the nightmares that I had.
Oh, man.
And, like, I those happen every once in a while.
Now, do those happen because you eat a certain food? Have you noticed?
No. But I've definitely, like, you know, there have been a few times where I've been like, I'm going to just eat three pieces of pizza right before I go to bed just to, you know, see what happens.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
I've done that too.
I have a weird dream.
I tried to eat but a sugar or something.
You just want
to
eat pizza before bed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to eat three pieces of pizza before bed anyway.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to turn this into an experiment.
Yeah. Because, like, dreams are, again, you know, being a Christian who reads the Bible, who, like, finds answers in the Bible, dreams are really interesting to me because they're not explained.
Right.
They're not explained. Like, you know, in we're coming up on Christmas, you know, Joseph, the father of Jesus, God communicated to him through dreams several times. And there's not much said about him, like, at all. There's almost nothing said about Joseph. But God speaks to him through dreams. And in the Old Testament, there was another dude named Joseph, and God also spoke to him through dreams. And so it's weird. There's, like, the two Josephs in the Bible were both dreamers. And so, like, you know, I know that, like, God can communicate through dreams, but I don't believe that every dream comes from
of
God.
Of course.
Because that's crazy, because I've had some crazy dreams.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, there's that part of it. There's that part of dreams where, like, okay, I understand some things, but then the rest of it is just so weird to me.
Yeah.
And, like, how I can have these dreams that are both, like, affected by my physical state and then also, like, affect my physical state, like, you know, to the part where, like, I'm yelling in my sleep. And, like, one time I had a dream where I spit.
Like, physically, like, in real life, you spit.
And then I spit in real life. And I woke up right after I had spit, and, like, I had spit, like, all over my pillow. And
well,
like,
I mean, I guess that's kind of similar when, like, I've had this as a kid when, like, you wet the bed. Did you ever have
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. You ever dream you have to
And so it's
pee?
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's so,
you know, connection between what isn't really happening.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I know.
For those of you listening, I'm doing air quotes. Right? You know, because, like, we say, you know, you say to kids, when they have a bad dream, you say, like, don't worry, it was just a dream.
Like, right.
It wasn't real. Don't worry, it wasn't real. But there's something happening. There's something real about it. And I think there's also something, like, a dream just, like, begs to be interpreted.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just the very, just, like, all of it is, like, what did that mean?
Yeah.
And I think we try to convince ourselves, like, it didn't mean anything. And it might not mean anything. Like, it might not be important. But where did it come from?
There's an underlying
like why
meaning of what. That's why I want to do this podcast.
Well, yeah,
because
you just gotta pick, like, certain things in it. Like, what did this, like, why, like, why couldn't you use your voice? Like, what, like, about, like, I'll have dreams, like, kind of a nightmare kind of thing where, like, I can't open my eyes all the way.
Mm.
And that's the only thing that's ever been, like, reoccurring in my life. Like, I can't open my eyes all the way, so I can't, like, I can't see. So.
Well, maybe because you can't see great without your glasses. I don't know.
Well, I had
like
this before
vision.
I even had my glasses. I used to have my vision just be fine.
Hmm.
But, you know, obviously eyesight is important to me. So.
Right. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, like, the interpretation of, like, the dreams, like, it's not as important to me. It's just, like, why for you is it that? Why for me is it this? You know, like, and how is it that this thing that's not real, you know, is connected to
I know
to
what,
the things that we have experienced and
the things
that we're, you know, we're experiencing as we're having the dreams. It's just so,
I have a lot of dreams about, like, people from my past or people I don't talk to anymore. I mean, last night I had one with Donnie's little brother was in it. Like, I haven't thought about Zach. I mean, Zach was in it. And, like, why did I think of Zach, you know, and why was Zach in this dream? And it's really, but that happens all the time. There's people in my past all the time. People usually from high school or.
Mm-hmm. I had a dream. That's weird that you brought that up. I had a dream about Peter Striga, who I haven't spoken to in, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
well over a decade or something
like
that.
Were you guys, like, hanging out or...?
Yeah, like, he was in this band, and he was, like, really famous, and, like, he had put out this song, and I was like, what, Peter, what's happening? And he was just like, you know, man. And I remember thinking in my dream, like, this is weird, because I haven't talked to him in so long. Now he's going to think that I'm just talking to him because he's famous.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But...
Have you experienced lucid dreaming, where you're aware you're dreaming?
Very, like, really, really rarely. And usually if I do, like, I wake up.
Yeah. So you don't have time to...
Like, very... Like, I usually go the other way with it, where I have a really hard time telling what was a dream and what wasn't. Mm. Like, I have a really hard time with that sometimes. which kind of leads into the last...
Cool.
So,
nice segue.
The last reoccurring dream that I had. So when I was probably like 14, me and my friend Chris were walking through our neighborhood, and someone had been evicted.
This is real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay.
Yeah. See, the lines are blurring for you.
Yeah,
already.
I know.
And someone had been evicted from their house, and so we were just like, oh, let's look through their stuff. Why not? And we found a small cardboard box that had, like, a Super Nintendo and a bunch of Super Nintendo games in it. I don't remember, like, jumping up and down when it happened or being, like, overwhelmed or anything. But, you know, it was cool. It was, like, and we used to go dumpster diving a lot. And, like, we were always, like, looking through people's trash and looking through, and, like, finding cool little things. And that was, like, the coolest thing that we ever found. And, you know, when I was a kid, we had, like, a Super Nintendo, and then I don't know what happened to it. I have seven siblings, and so, like, goodness knows where that ended up. And so after finding a Super Nintendo in the trash, I would have these dreams where I would, and again, it was always the same kind of situation, just a little different. I would just be walking. And then, like, I'd, like, peek in a dumpster, or, like, I'd look under a tree, or I'd look in someone's trash, or whatever, and I would find, like, a Super Nintendo with, like, 100 games. And, you know, like, sometimes in the dreams, like, I would be crying, because I would be so happy. So, I told... All right, so, flash forward to now, I'm, like, 19 years old, and I'm in Bible school, and I told one of my friends there about how I would have these dreams and, like, how I thought it was really pathetic because I would wake up and I would be so disappointed that it wasn't real. And I would be so sad. Like, as happy as I was in the dream, I would wake up and be like, for, like, a few moments, I thought it was real. And then I was like, it's not real.
Yeah.
So I told him about these dreams that I had. And he was like, and then he just, like, left. And then he comes up to me, like, half an hour later, and he's like, I called my parents, and I told them about your dreams, and they're going to give you my family's Super Nintendo and all of our games.
What?
Which just made the dreams come, like, more often. Because now, like, it's kind of happened, like, twice in my life, you know? and so now, like, after that, I started, like, collecting Super Nintendo games, and, like, that's, like, my only hobby, and I have, like, 219 of them now, and, like, I spend, you know, a little bit of time, you know, and to this day, like, driving through neighborhoods, if I see, like, a whole bunch of trash out at someone's...
You'll look through it.
I'll be very tempted to.
Okay.
I have, though. Like, sometimes,
Like,
I'll stop and I'll, like, look through and I'm like, this could be it. You know? This could be it again. But, so, like, I still have those dreams, like, quite regularly. Like, more than once a month.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
And, like, I wake up a lot thinking that it's real.
Wow. I mean, but the good thing, you still have this Nintendo.
Yeah.
So when you found the one with Chris... In real life, you kept it?
He actually kept it.
Oh, he took it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were on the way to his house, and I don't know why he ended up with it. But, so then years later, after I moved back here, and I was, like, collecting seriously, he, like, gave me a bunch of the games and stuff.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
How old were you guys again?
Probably like 14, 15.
Did you ever have a Super Nintendo before then?
Yeah, like growing up, like I have like very vivid memories of like playing Super Nintendo. Actually, this is really sad. It's actually not sad. It's a little pathetic, but kind of funny. When I was a kid growing up, I had a best friend who lived next door, and like she was like several years older than me, and like we hung out every day, and da, da, da. And then like we were always playing outside and whatever. So the day she moved away, like we were like standing in her driveway saying goodbye, they pull away, we're like bye. I remember walking like straight from her house into my house, going to my Super Nintendo, turning on Legend of Zelda Link to the Past and like playing it. And like that was kind of like a turning point in my life where I went from like playing outside to like playing inside and like reading books and like playing video games and stuff like that. So yeah, like I have like some memories from my childhood of like playing Super Nintendo. And so like again, like someone else wouldn't have that dream, right? You know, because they might not have like the real world collection. I mean, real world experience.
Connection to
you
it.
Know, connection. That was the word I meant to use.
Wow.
So, so
it's like that's like a symbol of representation of something. I mean, that's like
maybe I don't know. I don't know.
I think like nostalgia. Like to good times, like simple times, you know, video games. There's nothing simpler than like being a kid and turn on a video game.
Yeah.
Like you don't get that kind of like relaxation as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like now I collect them, I don't even play them. Like I don't even have time to play.
Yeah. You don't, and even if you did, like you're always giving up something to play that game. As a kid, you're just like, time means nothing to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, I mean, yeah, that was just a turning point, like, outside, and your friend left, and now you're just like...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're like, I'm by myself.
My Super Nintendo burnt out, so I was really... That was my favorite game console.
That's so sad.
And that was... And my mom refused to buy me another one, because I didn't
Super
care.
Nintendo was a great console, though.
Best of all time.
Yeah. It was really
I like N64. That was a little bit more older to appreciate that.
Yeah.
Some of the Super Nintendo... Like, I hadn't played a lot of Super Nintendo games, but...
Yeah.
Like some of the Mario games are my favorite.
Wow.
And Donkey Kong Country 2, that's probably my favorite video game. Like, that's. Yeah. Like, it's.
So.
And the soundtrack's awesome.
Yeah. I don't want to get. I know you can go.
Sorry.
No, but. What should we look up? Demons?
I don't know.
Check to see if demons in there, or maybe speaking, or not being able to.
Wait, I'm curious. With the demon, and I know they change different. The
Here,
body
me,
changes.
I'll look and I'll see if I can find
it. Do they? I don't want to like sound like. Do they become demonic where like their eyes get weird? They're just.
Nothing changes.
Right.
The only thing that changes is that I can't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
And they just tell you.
Yeah.
You will not speak, or you can't speak, or.
Yep.
Wow. So what do you think that means?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it means that in my mind, you
right,
know,
but
I
why
believe...
these keep happening? Like, maybe it's like you just some things you can't control, or I don't know.
I don't know.
Wow.
What I know is like I said, just how odd I think it is that it just affects me so much.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, it's very important to you. Don't you think? I mean,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what you would, that would be.
Well, I mean, you know.
Of course.
Obviously, like, you know, Christ is very important to me.
Of course,
but, like,
yeah.
I don't go around exercising demons all
the time. No.
But I don't know, maybe I'm just, because, again, like, do you think that dreams are something internal or something like external? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I believe that God can speak to us through dreams. So I think that there are some dreams
that
are external.
That.
They come from somewhere else. But then the dreams that don't come from somewhere else, that are just
not everything jumbled up, mess
in your subconscious. How much control over that, like, do you have? Yeah. And, like, am I just, like, you know, in my non-waking state, like, just punishing myself? Right. Like, am I just, like, a glutton for punishment? Because the dreams that I have, even though, like, the Super Nintendo one is kind of nice, it's really not.
No.
Actually. No, like, it's not. At all. Because, right. You know, then I wake up and...
Yeah. You're really sad.
I'm really sad.
I think it's interesting that the Super Nintendo one, that you have that even though you have it already. You have a console.
Oh, yeah.
And you have your games.
Oh, yeah.
But the feeling that happened in that dream and waking up.
And like I said, it's not like that didn't come first. Like, I actually experienced that in real life. Like, this is basically just me, like, rehashing that same story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't even remember, like, when it happened. I don't remember feeling like that. I was just like, wow, this is cool.
Did you tell Chris about these dreams?
Oh, yeah.
What does he think? Does he
laugh? But, well, a lot of people I know don't, they don't exactly, how do I word this? I don't know. I think a lot of people think I'm really into Super Nintendo a little too much.
No, see, I see a meaning behind it. I don't... I think you are,
see,
but...
I don't mean to disagree with you. But, like, I almost don't, like... Or maybe I... Maybe it's not that I don't, but it's just, like, I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't... Because to me, like... Again, like, where is it coming from? If it's just coming from me, I don't care very much what I have to say about myself.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Like, if it's coming from me being sick, it doesn't mean anything.
True. Yeah.
If it's coming from, like, I don't know.
Well, but, like you said, not everything you can interpret, like, it could just be jumbled.
And, like, what is it?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, like, while you look in there. Like, for instance, briefly, I was noticing that... When I set my alarm for the morning, okay, the first alarm, and I usually do get up, but times where I have time to, like, sleep a little more, by, like, an hour to snooze, in that hour or half hour, I have the most stressful dreams. And I think that's because I have to, like, I know internally my body's not getting a full rest, right? Mm. I have to get up. So the dream with Donnie's brother, Aunt was there, Donnie's brother was there, and... I think Joe A was there.
Mm.
Okay? And it was snowing out. It was really bad. And we all were leaving this building. We get in my car. And for some reason, Zach's driving my car. And he's, you know, skidding all over the place. He's about to turn the car. It's nighttime. I'm like, maybe we should pull over. Like, I'm fine to drive. I thought for maybe I was buzzed. I don't know. And then I was like, let Aunt drive. Aunt can control my car. And Zach did not want to give up the wheel. And we were going to crash. It was really scary. And I woke up really stressed out.
Wow.
And that led to another dream that I had, but that one wasn't as stressed out. but that dream is like, I don't know where that came from. And this is the second dream I've had this month about, that involves snow.
Wow. Maybe you're stressed about snow
and
coming.
Third about my car, but Zach drive, again, where did Zach come from? Zach just got thrown in there.
Right. Do you ever have a dream and then you wake up and then you go back to sleep and you continue to dream?
Yes, I have that a lot.
People say that's impossible, but I have that a lot too.
Like, or dreams where they're, I don't think they're linked, but they are. It's just like a continuation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have dreams a lot where, like, let's say, like, you and me were having, like, a really big argument in my dream. Like, I would wake up, like, mad at you.
Oh, yeah.
And I would be like, did we actually...
Yeah.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Like, I'll ask Dreamery sometimes, like, did we talk about this or did we fight about this? And she's like, no, I'm like, that must have been in my dream.
Yeah.
I've had those.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up and I'm like seething at Michelle.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, really calm myself down and be like, no, I'm not really angry at her.
So. Yeah. I know, I've had those about you. And, and I've also had some weird dreams where, like, Aunt wasn't in the picture and I was dating someone else. And then I feel really weird towards them because I'm like, you know, it's creepy.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, you can, read.
Okay, so, well, one of the ones I found under play toys. They don't really have anything on video games, so yeah. I'm going to contend.
That must be outdated.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a toy. May represent a wish to return to a child's perspective and a world over which you can assert control. This may occur at a time when you're having difficulties coping with problems in adult world, and breaking toys may express your frustration with problems that resist an easy solution.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
Like, nostalgia. Like, it's simple times.
Sure, you know, yeah.
It's like...
A break as, from like, adulthood.
Yeah, when you get, like, deeper into life and just the everyday is just like... And you know, with a kid too, it's probably even.
And I feel like you finding the dream of like you're going to find the Nintendo, Super Nintendo. It's not that you wake up. It's like nope, like almost. My like, train like, was coming in, and my thought just left.
Well, it's like a it's the normal like disappointment a, of
yeah,
like life that just tends to happen. With you know, it's not as simple to be happy as when you were a kid. And then also the devil and demons in here. So demons, imps, fiends, and evil spirits are often relics of unresolved childhood fears. They may be urges tempting us to transgress social norms or may represent our dark side, our inner demons. Which, I mean, I think, like, you know, everyone's got, like, a little bit of a darkness in them. Maybe not being able to speak, like maybe you can't fully express the darkest thoughts you may have, which is, you know.
That's an interesting perspective.
Oh,
I wouldn't have thought of it like that.
Well, like, I mean, like, I tend to think of pretty terrible things, like probably the most terrible things that you could possibly say in any given circumstance.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. I often find the humor in them first, and then, you know I can't express it because nobody's going to agree with me. Nobody's going to think it's funny. So I'll keep that stuff down a lot. And I think, like, not that maybe you're trying to hide anything, but, like, maybe if you keep some things down to, you know, not hurt other people, that could come out in a dream.
Mm.
You know, like where you're keeping it in.
Hmm.
That's just my thought. Going off what the book said.
Yeah, alright. I don't know. I take it more of a control thing.
Mm.
Like certain situations you just cannot control.
That's a good point too.
And that's what I think about that one.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any dreams you want to discuss?
I mean the other morning well, I guess I don't even know what time it was, but I woke up and you were laying in bed and you reminded me to put on deodorant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this real life?
No.
This is in the dream.
Yeah, this is a dream. I will sometimes just choose not to put on deodorant. I don't really smell, like, unless I'm, like, I really start to sweat. So I'll try to avoid putting it on sometimes. But I think I was going to work and Michelle's like, put on deodorant. And I did.
Wow.
Yeah. I had a more, like a real dream, actually, though. it was a while ago. It was set on, like, a balcony of, like, a city street, like, kind of, but not, like, a super, it wasn't super busy, and it was only, like, a second or third floor. So, like, you were kind of, like, over the street. It was kind of like in Austin when we were at the, on the balcony on the outside, something like that. But my mom's side of the family was there, and a cousin, I guess he's kind of like a cousin, my younger cousin, who was like, he was a little kid the last time I saw him, he wanted to smoke weed, yeah, with me.
Did you?
Well, yeah, I think I was going to, but I was on the balcony, but then he transformed into this other kid who, like, lives on my block, and he was also a little kid the last time I seen him, but he's older now, and I'm pretty sure he smokes. So that made a little bit more sense. But also, like, and like we were just like over the city a little bit, and my mom was there too, but she could walk. So.
Yeah. Actually, you know, the past couple of times your mom has been my dream. She was walking.
Yeah, that's the only. Yeah, I've never dreamed of my mom when she wasn't walking. So, and she's actually been in my dreams a lot.
Whoa.
So.
Yeah. Have you dreamt of people who've passed and they're just in a healthy state. Like, my dad's always, when he's in my dream, he's always healthy and young.
Not really, no.
No?
No.
It's, like, I'm glad that happens, though. It's like remembering
them. Yeah, I'd rather, yeah, because you only want to remember them when they're,
sure,
you
know,
yeah.
Sick and stuff, so. Yeah, but.
Cool.
But, you know, my, you know, like, I think, like, a past family member is a pretty, like, simple.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I think it's like a.
Sometimes I think they're, like, when I dream of a past family member, it's almost them, like, saying hi. And, like, you know, just
that's
a spirit, you know, we're checking up on each other in a way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Isn't it so weird how, like, in a dream, like, I was saying, like, about how, like, where does it come from? Like, so much of it, you know, is just your own self. Because imagine, you know, if, like, Michelle just suddenly transformed into another person. But, like, you knew it was still her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many weird things that happen. Like,
yeah, that's... That, yeah,
that happens to me.
Like, oh, it looked like... You know, it looked like Anthony, but I knew that it was actually this person.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened?
Yeah, that happens to me.
It didn't all boot right? Or, like... Like, did I get lazy? Like, you know, it wasn't you, but, like, I just knew it was you.
Yeah,
I didn't have to go the whole way and, like, actually, like, picture your face. It was just kind of... It was you. You were there.
Yeah.
All right. So to wrap it up, I want to go back to eating what to eat when you eat something. Mm-hmm. And then you have like the. Mm-hmm. So have you ever done an experiment where it's consistent? You eat the same thing before bed and see what you're doing. Like, I'm going to try that, actually. That's one of my goals with this. And report my findings.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I heard that if you eat protein before bed, you have really weird, stressful dreams.
Interesting.
So I don't know. I mean.
But like, you know, I would be interested. And, like, if you did that with, like, multiple people. Because,
right,
again, like, dreams are so different. Like, you might eat protein and it would be really weird. And someone else might eat it and it would, you know.
I know.
Because, like, I eat a lot of weird stuff before I go to sleep sometimes. And, I don't know. It all seems to be different. One time, I drank a Monster, like, in bed. Like, I was, like, in bed reading. And someone had left it at my house. And I was like, I'm just going to drink this and then, like, not move. And, like, I didn't, like, hardly sleep at all that
day.
But I didn't have, like, crazy dreams. Like, it didn't, like, I wasn't, like, running in my sleep all night or anything like that.
Right. Well, your brain didn't even rest enough to get there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll eat a lot of milk. Uh-huh. And Cheerios every night this week.
And you'll let me know?
I'll let you know what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, keep the dreams sharp.
And then one final, do you remember a favorite dream? Like one where it was just like, this is a really good dream.
Yeah. The dream that I only had one time, but it was just so ridiculous and so scary, kind of. I mean, other than the times when I find Super Nintendo and I'm crying because I'm so happy. I was in a car with my best friend's dad. And we were driving over, like, the George Washington Bridge. And we're driving. And then we just suddenly go off of the bridge. And we're, like, falling towards the water for, like, a long time. And we know we're going to hit. And we know we're going to die. And we're just like, and then we hit the water, and normally that's where I would, like, wake up, because I never die in my dreams.
Yeah,
like,
no, I know.
I think I'm too much of a wuss to actually get hurt in my dreams. Like, I think I wake myself up. So we hit the water, and we go under the water, and we're like, what's going on? And then the car turns into, like, a submarine, and, like a propeller comes out. And we, like, go underwater to this, like, underwater, like, laboratory science place. And we go in, and they're like, oh, we have this mission for you. And, like, that's the only part of the dream that I remember, but it went on from there. But I always think of that because I can still, you know, vaguely recall, like, that feeling of, like, falling.
Yeah.
And then, like, hitting the water and, like, still falling and then...
It's amazing. That's
I just always think that's so funny because like of who I was with and like
I can remember the actual feeling of falling, and that's weird too. Like, how do Because then that's not only internally.
You ever wake yourself up?
Yeah.
Because you think you're falling?
Well, from tripping a lot.
Yeah.
Like missing a stair.
I've had.
Yeah, I've had those dreams. Tripping is usually, I'll wake up because I like fell.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever fartle yourself out of sleep?
No, I don't. No, I don't think so. I've like talked myself out of sleep, but never that. No.
I do all the time.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
Yeah. That could be a different episode.
Well, I think it's like, because like, I don't want to be farting in bed, you know, because of Michelle.
So it never stops you when you're awake.
That's true. When you get married, and like I never knew how much I talked in my sleep, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you usually don't.
Or how much I moved in my sleep, or, you know.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, until you share, but are you supposed to know?
Yeah, how do I know? I don't know. Yeah. I'm just glad I don't sleepwalk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That creeps me out. Yeah, that's a whole other, like...
Yeah.
I've done it, like, a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. When I was younger, I haven't done it in a long time.
When I was younger, my brother was like... he's like, people sleepwalk, and they go into the kitchen, and they go to make themselves a sandwich, and they cut their hand off. That could happen.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I'm never going to sleep again.
Did anyone in your family sleepwalk?
No. I mean, not that I know of. There's a lot of people in my family.
No, I know. That's why, like, maybe one of them, there's a shot at.
No, I don't think so.
There's a few that I haven't spoken to.
Yeah.
I had a friend growing up, and her sister would sleepwalk, and she was older, and she would get out, leave the house, and sit in her car, and they would find her in the car, they'd find her in the kitchen. I mean, that's a whole other...
That's crazy.
But usually they don't... She said she'd never remember what happened. Like, she'd wake up and be like, how'd I get here?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like a whole other body experience.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, what makes that possible? Yeah.
How's that happening?
No. I'm too lazy in real life to get walk while I'm sleeping. Like, I don't want to walk while
that's
I'm...
That's a whole new
I'm
level.
Working. I mean,
yeah, I know.
When I'm sleeping, that's...
Yeah.
Sleep is the last great gift that God gave to mankind.
So true.
We spend so much of our day and our life sleeping and dreaming. I love it.
Let's be restful and not walk in it.
Yes.
Cool. Any final words?
My dreams freak me out.
Nice.